Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But we have the mayor.
Yeah, we have. We go from the governor to the mayor. Mayor Luke Bronin, inaugurated for his second term on Monday night, joins us now. Mayor, good morning. Congratulations. Hi. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. How was this inaugural address different than your first one?
Well, the last one feels like a lifetime ago.
I know.
These 4 years are like dog years. I think each one felt like 10. We've come through a lot over the last 4 years. This time 4 years ago, we had just learned a few days before that the baseball park was millions of dollars over budget and months behind schedule, and we're just starting to get a sense of the both the scale and the urgency of the fiscal crisis we were in. So obviously, we had in crises hanging over us that aren't hanging over us in the same way right now. But we've got a ton of hard work to do, and we've got a lot of tough decisions still. But, you know, as you and I, we've all talked about before, I think for the first time in a while, we've got a city that's got some momentum and some energy. You're seeing investment come in for the first time in a long time.
True.
We're making progress, but we've got a lot to keep doing.
Hey, let's take a look at, you know, speaking of the ball yard just very quickly here. How's the development going around the ballpark? Because it was supposed to be kind of a spark to get things going up in that neighborhood on the north side of 84.
Yeah, so the development partner that we have is on the site right now doing some environmental testing and doing their due diligence. If all goes well, I think we will likely see work begin there in the first half of this year. And same is true over at Park and Main, those lots that have been vacant at Park and Main Street.
Oh, yeah.
We have a development agreement signed with them. They're in the due diligence period for 90 days. But those are big projects that the city's wanted to get done for decades, and they're moving forward so far.
When you look at your first 4 years in office, Mayor, and you look at, besides the ballpark, some of the other things that you've done, what's one thing that you've done that you maybe haven't gotten enough credit for or hasn't been talked about enough, in your opinion?
First of all, there's obviously so many things we could talk about. We could talk about neighborhood economic development. We could talk about public safety, youth engagement, things like our youth service corps.
Sure.
But one thing that I don't think people really recognize the significance of it yet is that, you know, we've got a business community in the city that the city's many, many times our size would envy.
Exactly.
But for a long time, we've had, you know, companies that have been here for 100 years, and I think they, for a long time, they started thinking about Hartford as just the place they happened to have been founded 100 years ago, not the place that they were working to build and grow and place their bets for the future. And that really has changed in a pretty big way. You've got these, you know, big companies working hand in hand with each other and with us to recruit other companies, to develop the city, to grow right here, to, you know, partner together to launch accelerators that bring in startups from around the world in insurtech and advanced manufacturing and digital health. That's a big, big shift. And we've worked hard to make that happen. It's obviously something that's not visible in the same way as buildings going up, but it's a big deal.
Well, you got to, in fact, you talk about them stepping up. What, about 20 million, I guess it was, major insurance employers going to help the city out a little bit?
Well, they've already contributed 20 million, but they've pledged another 30. And they're involved in, again, in business recruitment, business development, building our innovation ecosystem. A lot of things that I think 5 years ago would have been hard to imagine partnering with the city on.
Let's talk about your school system. Obviously, there's been changes there. Things seem that they're on an uptick. What would you like to see accomplished to make your school system an even better one in the next year or two?
You know, Hartford has a unique school system because the legacy of the Sheff versus O'Neill lawsuit means that we've got a bunch of different tiers. You've got the magnet system run by CREC. You've got the Hartford public magnets. You've got the Hartford neighborhood schools. And our focus has been on our neighborhood schools, which are the schools that have really been left behind for a while. That's what the superintendent's plan focuses on. That's hard work, and it takes a while, but I think that she has the right plan. I think the board has the right plan. And so it's about continuing, I hope, with, you know, strong continuity of leadership, continuing that work in the years ahead.
One thing we've heard about, Mayor, is, you know, from people I know that are teaching in the Hartford schools, is a lack of parental involvement. Is that getting improved?
The school district works hard on parental engagement, and they've, as part of our push to combat chronic absenteeism, we've also put more resources on engagement, because you got to really understand at the root, what's at the root of a kid not showing up for school. So the school district's working hard on that. But remember, you've got a lot of families in Hartford that are working 2-3 jobs.
Exactly. No, that's a good
point.
It's easy
to say, be involved in your school and show up to, you know, PTO meetings or school governance council meetings.
I'm working.
Getting out of work at 5 o'clock. But yeah, not a lot of Hartford residents are.
Has this job been what you expected?
I don't know. I don't know what I expected.
You're a smart guy.
We had plenty of surprises, but I never thought it was going to be easy and wasn't really looking for an easy job. But I do think that we laid out a course that we were going to try to follow 4 years ago, and we were pretty deliberate about saying, look, we're going to tackle tough things and we're not going to be afraid of tough conversations. And I think that so far that's paid off, but we've got a lot more to do.
And by the way, did you get, I mean, when you first, at the outset of your administration, did you get cooperation from the unions, the employees?
Well, we had a tough first year and a half or couple of years as we were trying to help everybody, not just our unions, but everybody understand the scale of the fiscal crisis,
right,
the budget crisis, and the reasons for it.
Right.
That, you know, you've got some really deep structural problems that hadn't been acknowledged for a long time. And at the end of the day, although it was rocky getting there, our union stepped up in huge ways.
Good.
You know, I'm not sure you could find a city or a town anywhere in the state of Connecticut where city employees not only took 4 years of zero wage increases, but made dramatic changes in their health care plans and increased their contributions to their pension plan and changed pension benefits and on and on. These were big deals that we got done, and I give our unions a lot of credit for stepping up in pretty big ways.
In 30 seconds or less, Mayor, what's the biggest priority in 2020?
To me, again, I mean, public safety, youth engagement are critical, but we also have to just continue the momentum on growth. If we're going to maintain the fiscal stability we fought so hard for, we got to grow this city. So it's continuing to bring investment in. And I said in my State of the City, in my inauguration speech just a couple of days ago, which was sort of a similar theme as the State of the City, I think people are starting to think about Hartford differently for the first time in a while.
That's
and see that this is a city that's got energy and where there's something going on. So I hope people help spread the word and come check it out.
All right. Mayor, we always appreciate the time. Thank you. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, enjoy yourself.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.